Welcome to our podcast. We are your hosts, Taryn and
Caitlin.
And today we are going over the topic of extraterrestrial life and the possible effects on our society.
The thoughts of aliens is a wild concept that originates as far back to hieroglyphics that have been carved and painted into structures. These drawings show forms of creatures not like anything we've seen on planet Earth, as well as UFOs. Although there have been many claims of these sightings, there is no physical proof to say aliens actually exist.
One specific story is the Barney and Betty Hill story. During a night in September of 1961, Betty and Barney Hill claimed to have seen a mysterious light following them down a winding country road in New Hampshire. When they returned home, the couple realized their watches had stopped, Barney's shoes were oddly scuffed, and Betty's dress was ripped. They say they didn't remember 2 hours of their whole drive. With the help of a psychiatrist, Betty and Barney both say that gray beans stick them into a very large metallic disc. Betty later confesses that she remembers these beans plucking their hair and doing other type of tests to them.
Clearly, society is not prepared for any event such as the discovery of alien life. As far as we know, we are the most advanced beings in this universe. We have the best technology, and if aliens were to ever come to us, they clearly would have better technology than us, and it would put our species in danger of invasion and, you know, all that. And I think that because they would be so much more advanced than us, it would have a big toll on society because the people would know at any second these beings with way better technology can, like, beat us. Any second, they could shoot us with their big advanced guns. Yes, they have better things, and they could clearly win, and that scares people. We like being the best, we like feeling secured, and with alien life on Earth, or the discovery of alien life, that security wouldn't be there. There's also a possibility that we could adapt and learn to live with these new beings if they ever did come to Earth, or if we ever did go to wherever they are. Because, I mean, the Earth's kind of dying. We have learned to live with so many creatures and animals, and yes, they are not nearly as advanced as humans, but, I mean, wouldn't it be cool to have, like, an alien best friend? I think so.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. Hi, Keith.
What do you think their names would be? I think my alien best friend would be, like,
I would name
Jonathan.
It Penny.
Penny?
Penny.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. What would your best friend alien's name be? Also, if aliens are advanced enough to come to Earth and reach out to us, or whatever the case may be, if they don't want to totally destroy us, wipe us out, and take our planet and our resources, then we could work together and our technology would advance insanely. We might get new materials, new methods, new everything. Cause
probably figure out a way to, like,
oh my god, time travel.
Ooh. Get new, ooh. Yeah, time travel, or get new resources that could help us live longer.
And fly through more space and universes.
Yeah. Like, teach us how.
Teach us.
Let's bring up another story because we're cool like that. The Phoenix Lights was a phenomenon in 1997 of a group of 9 lights.
Really, 10.
That, yeah, I know. That just formed a V shape in the sky in Phoenix, Arizona. Many witnesses. Aircraft of some sort that
unidentified flying object.
UFO that flew over Phoenix in 1997, and I mean there are pictures and stuff, and like, I don't know, it's kind of odd.
It caused such an uproar, and say it was just like a normal plane or like something like, you know, a spaceship that the government owns, I feel like they would easily dismiss it. But they kind of didn't, so, like,
I know. What was I gonna say? Oh, and people had said that they saw it, like, hovering in places without moving.
And that's not what aircrafts do.
No.
At least not ours.
And a lot... And people said that it was very quiet and they couldn't hear it. And they said, like,
the engines?
Yeah, they couldn't... It was just, like, kind of quiet. Yeah. People also said that this so-called aircraft was over a mile long, which is very large.
That's a little large.
Yeah. And it also says that it was seen in the skies over Arizona, Nevada, and Sonora, Mexico, which is kind of whack.
Yeah.
Yeah, very whack.
So, clearly, there's not any real evidence. It's just a lot of speculations and theories of something. But there can always be explanations behind something.
Yeah.
But we never know. Personally, I think a lot of the evidence is either bullshit or not true or just exaggerated. But at the same time, we never know.
Yeah. And, like, okay, so back to the Phoenix Lights thing. There were a couple, like, mayors or people that worked for the government in Phoenix that had brought up these questions in, like, official conferences, and they were dismissed, like, very quickly, and no one talked about it. And so that kind of, like, leads me to believe that there is some type of government action being taken, like,
to hide
to hide whatever really did fly over Phoenix. But I mean, I don't know. And
never,
like, yeah, never really do know.
All right, Mr. Dot, you told us to head in. Let's go.